Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And you believe you.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bob McTeer is our guest, our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, fellow, distinguished fellow with the Center for the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. And they can find your website, all the things you write about, your blog. They can find all that there, can't they, Bob?
Right, right.
Folks, I encourage you to go there. Bob's a former member of the Fed, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the FOMC, the group that's meeting right now. He was sitting at that desk for years, helping make decisions, voting as well as non-voting years. Bob, thanks again for your service. We appreciate that very much. I always, you know how much I admire the work that you've given to our country over the years. Bob, I am very much concerned about independent community banks. You were, as a member, as a president of the Dallas Fed, you were responsible for working with banks in your region, in the Dallas district, and I'm concerned about them because in times past, when a small bank would go out of business or be acquired by a bigger bank through consolidation, some kind of consolidation, another bank would spring up to take its place. People could afford to do that. And Bob, I'm convinced that small businesses are so heavily dependent upon independent community banks for growth. I'm a perfect example of this, that whenever I see small banks having a hard time growing, it worries me. Let me give you a quick example. According to the ICBA, there are 1,119 fewer independent banks today than 5 years ago, over 1,000. Only 96 were chartered from 2008 to 2010, and since 2011, in almost 2 years, not a single independent bank has been chartered, and yet we've lost a bunch and through consolidation otherwise. Bob, that's very troubling to me. What do you think? Am I right to be concerned?
Yes, you're right to be concerned, but you got to keep in mind that when a medium-sized bank acquires a small bank, generally the banking offices and services don't go away. They're just under a new name. You may have to get used to a new loan officer or something.
But Bob, the bigger a bank gets, the less relationship it has.
I know, but a lot of the consolidation right now is among the small banks, and it's not J.P. Morgan buying up a bunch of them. But you're right, and eventually, though, I don't think the absence of new bank charters has much to do with people not having the money to do it. It just has to do with
the uncertain
banking environment these days.
That's a lot of it, but I'm also talking to people who have started banks, and they're telling me that whereas they could have that it's maybe 10 times as much to capitalize and charter a bank right now than it was, say, 10 years ago, that the Fed, one of the things the Fed is doing, or the regulators are doing, I should say, is they're demanding a lot more capital right now than they used to. And I just, this is not a healthy trend for Main Street, Bob, it seems to me.
Yeah, well, they have the uncertainties of the various provisions of Dodd-Frank, and it's not clear how many of those are going to hit small banks hard. Probably best thing in Dodd-Frank would be more capital, because everything else is more complex and difficult than that.
The banks that are already in business right now, the small banks are telling me that Dodd-Frank is killing them, and they're already in business, and they've got the other stuff squared away, and now they've got to deal with this new stuff, and it's really ugly.
They're also worried about whether they're going to be subject to Basel III,
higher capital
requirements. That's the international group that sort of tries to coordinate bank capital standards, and if it's implemented, it'll raise bank capital standards considerably.
And so you're
mainly on the large banks, some extent maybe on the smaller ones.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I love independent community banks, and I've been talking about it ever since I started doing my show.
Let me recommend something to you. Have you read Sheila Bair's book?
I'm trying to get her on the show right now. Yes,
she. It's a good book. I just finished it on the plane yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's called
former chairman of the FDIC. Go ahead.
Yeah, she retired from the FDIC about a year ago and spent the time since writing Bull by the Horns.
Yep. She's a champion, isn't she?
She's a champion of small banks and a critic of the big banks.
Will you help me get her on the show?
I've never met her. I couldn't help.
I bet a word from you would do it, though, Bob, I'm sure. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. One of our great Brain Trust members and a great American, a great servant to this country, whether you know it or not, and with the ncpa.org. Check those folks out, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.